Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor assisting you here in the fraud department. May I have your name, please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Connie Boatwright.
Okay, let me make sure that I do have the correct account. Could you confirm your address for me, please?
It's 203 Beach Highway, and that's Alma, Georgia.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment to pull up the account and see what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, and I do have the account here. It looks like a sweepstakes offer was completed back on April the 15th for a KitchenAid mixer to where the shipping and handling would be paid for it. Do you remember placing that original order back in April?
I honestly do not, because I just find it hard that I would do that, because this past Christmas I actually received a KitchenAid mixer as a gift.
Mm-hmm. Because what happened initially, it looks like the shipping and handling was paid for that mixer for the sweepstakes offer. But there were additional terms and conditions which enrolled the account into Bites Hub, which is our meal planning app that you can download for your mobile device. Do you remember receiving an email back in April which would confirm your order with our Bites Hub service?
I don't. And I don't have an app. The customer service rep was trying to explain to me that this was for an app that had recipes for a healthier eating lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But there's no one that lives in the home but me, so nobody could have got a hold of my phone. But I honestly do not, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have paid shipping for a mixer that I already have.
Okay. Well, we can go ahead and proceed with processing the claim for fraud. I do just need to make you aware that all claims of fraud, they are forwarded for pending investigation, and that any false claims or fraudulent charges, they can result in penalties such as a fine. As long as we are in agreement that you or no one else that you know could have placed this original order using your information, I can go ahead and process the claim for you so we can see if we can get these charges refunded.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, my husband passed away a couple months back, and there's no one in the home but me. But I honestly do not think that I would have done that. I don't remember doing that, and I don't think I would, because I would be paying shipping on something that I already have.
All right. Well, give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I'll go ahead and submit up everything for you, and I'll be right back, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And just to let you know, I am still here working on the account for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm almost done, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I did go ahead and file everything for you. That investigation does take about 3 to 5 business days to conclude. As a courtesy, pending that investigation, I did go ahead and issue 2 refunds of $59.89 It does take 3 to 5 business days to receive those back to your card.
Okay, and nothing else will be taken out in the future?
No, ma'am. This account has been canceled, and that takes effect immediately and stops any future charges.
Okay. Ma'am, I really appreciate your assistance and your help.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. That's all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.